We stopped at page 47.
Okay. All right. I'm going to mute my new...
Okay. The top of page 47. Hi, Ion.
Howdy.
Howdy. Okay. We start with something that says appendix from the papyrus of Nu. So that's kind of the appendix that describes what we heard last time. But that's okay. It's all just words anyway. So I will read out the words after appendix from the papyrus of Nu, page 47. That which is
okay.
An abomination. Mm-hmm. That which is an abomination unto me is death. Now, that's straight out, there's, you know, the death word, and that is the abomination. So, oops, we're happy to see that right at the beginning. And I don't, actually, I didn't check, Ion, but has the word death been used much prior to this?
Well, they make reference to, they make reference to, like in the title. Of course it's made reference to.
They do. So it becomes this abomination. So we continue. Let me not go into the chamber of torture, which is in the Tuat. I am the delight of the Khu, K-H-U. Bob's yelling. What, Bob?
Michael says, Carol, Bob, your voices sound soft and distant. Do you have a volume on that new phone?
Oh, dear.
How does it sound to you, Ion? Do we
he
sound
needs
low?
To it's perfect. No, it's perfect. It's clear and you
it's
can hear.
Michael.
He needs to
it's
get a
Michael.
Better. He needs to get a better hearer.
Yeah. Michael's on the wrong frequency.
Uh-oh. Well, but see, Ion can hear us even when we're not...
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Let
That's true. We can do it. We can do it when you're muted, yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, how do we sound, Ginny or Greg? Do we sound a little softer than usual? Well, they fell asleep. Let's see.
Well, it is 9:30, Bob.
Denny. How do we sound, Denny?
To me, you sound pretty good.
Okay, good.
Okay.
What do you say, Jim?
Boy, that's a nice booming. That's a nice booming receptacle there. That's good.
Yeah. How about Jim?
Wish you had one like that. Wish you had one like that, Bob.
Yep. Somebody's trying to speak at Ginny and Greg's, but we're not hearing them. Okay, let's try. Here's someone who won't identify themselves. Matt Team, M-A-T-T-I-E-M, or Matt. Oh, yeah, that would be Sean's lover, I think. Can you hear us, Matt?
Hello, good evening, Bob. Yes, I can hear you.
We're pretty clear. So it looks like Michael's in the minority. We're not that soft. Could that be a frequency thing, Ion? Thank you, Matt. Is that a frequency difference between us and Michael? Oh, did I mute Ion? Oh, sorry, Ion, I muted you accidentally.
Yes, you muted us, and that's why I've been screaming. You couldn't hear nothing. That's what's wrong. It's muted. That's what it is.
No, but is it a frequency difference between us and Michael? Is that a factor here?
It can be. And sometimes he just gets a little fucked up.
Yeah, okay. How do we sound to you, Kevin? Kevin Brewey.
Hey, Bob. Bob,
yeah,
can you hear
me?
You sound pretty good.
All right, it's not too low. Okay, good. All right, so you can go ahead, Carolyn.
But Bob, how do those people sound? You're the one that bitches more than all of them. I can't hear that. How does it work, Bob?
Yeah, did they all sound good to you, Bob? Bob says reasonable. He hit the mute.
What's to say? Microphone on. Oh, okay. So,
how did they sound?
They all sounded good, and Denny sounded louder, so that sounds like normal.
Right. Okay, so I'm not continuing. I'm going to start from the beginning.
Over again. Well, what about what we did?
2 minutes.
Did I comment on it?
Just a little bit. We can do that, too.
Okay.
So, top of page 47, the words begin with appendix from the Papyrus of Nu. That which is an abomination unto me is death. And I asked Ion, how much was death talked about earlier? And Ion quipped, it's in the title, LOL. Continuing. Let me now go into the chamber of torture, which is in the Tuat. I am the delight of the Khnus, K-H-U, of Osiris. I make to be content the hearts of those who dwell among the divine things which are beloved by me. They cause the fear of me to abound. They create the awe of me to be in those divine beings who dwell in their own circles. Behold, I am exalted on my own standard and upon my throne and upon my seat, which is assigned to me. I am the God Nu, and those who commit sin shall not destroy me. I am the firstborn of the primeval God, and my soul is the souls of the eternal gods. And everything's capped, souls and eternal gods.
Mm-hmm.
And my body
right.
is ever...
And see, that's two parts, 2 points in two parts. Right now, the one who sins can't mess with him. That's the little man, which is God, which is the eternal gods, and the souls of those eternal gods, of course, is this. It's trapped. It's locked. It's held in abeyance. It's lock and key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's still in a transition.
Well, don't say that. Say stasis.
Oh, yeah.
Say stasis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Got it. Stasis.
Look, I'm the firstborn of the primeval God. That's where you fail. And my soul is the souls of the eternal gods, which are trapped. And my body is everlastingness.
Mm-hmm.
See, my created form is the God eternity.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's where form. I thought it's like a transition, because it's like you fell the primeval, and then you do this, and then you're everlasting. It seems like a progression.
Then is necrosis a progression?
Yeah, a progression to debridement, a progression to falling apart.
Well, if you debride it, yes, but if it withers, in a cancer cell of a cadaver, does the cancer cell die, or do we know?
We don't know. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
That's correct.
Continuing, and my body is everlastingness. My created form is that of the God Eternity, the Lord of Years, and the Prince of Everlastingness. And there are caps on the first letter of those words. I am the creator of the darkness, more caps, who maketh his seed in the uttermost limits of the heavens, which I love. I arrive at their boundaries. I advance upon my two legs. So the legs are intact. Remember, we had areas where we were talking about the members. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing, I direct my resting place. I sail over the sky. I fetter and destroy the hidden serpents which are about my footsteps in going to the Lord of the Two Arms, in caps. My soul is the soul of the eternal gods, caps, and my body is everlastingness, capped. I am the exalted one, the Lord of the land of Tebu. I am the child, the capital C there. So is I am the child, is that child a god, Ion? Is that what the
It would.
Name?
It would.
Very good. And then
well, the form of it's the form of it. The form of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, when sometimes when you say a form of, you mean placeholder, but this is not a placeholder.
This is in a shape like, but not the real thing. This would be a Memorex human.
Yeah. Yeah, shaped like, got it.
Hm. Oh, yeah, like Justin Trudeau.
Or Justin, my gosh. Continuing, young man in the country is my name, not capped. Imperishable one is my name, just the I for imperishable. I am the sole creator of news. So then we get the cap. So, I mean, to me, that's like, okay, we're talking about not a god, and then, oh, now I'm a god. So what's this backing and forthing?
Okay, it's like, here I am, J.R. Bob Dobbs, Neverett, Neti Pot, Dick Dobbs, all those other things, okay? And that form, okay? You kill it, you bury him, and this is the grave, this is the gravestone, this is the grave, this is where he lays, where his remains lay, that is. But that's not Bob. That's where his grave is. That's what this lays out here. And this is where those, where the interment took place.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. Got it. And continuing.
Watch out for Dick Dobbs.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you have no idea. Okay.
Thank you.
I make my habitation in Kurt Netter. My nest is invisible. My egg is not broken. I have done away the evil which is in me. I shall see my father, the Lord of the evening. His body dwelleth in Anu. I am made to be the light god, a dweller in the light god, over the western domain of the Hepit bird. Now, this is interesting here because light, capital L, dash, god, small g. So that's interesting, part lit up and part still little man god. What does that mean?
Yeah. The condition.
Whose condition?
No, the condition.
Okay, okay. Continuing, this is a new chapter. We finished the appendix. This new chapter is the chapter of making the transformation into the Bennu bird. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I flew up out of primeval matter. I came into being like the god Kapara. I germinated like the plants. I am concealed like the tortoise in his shell. I am the seed of every god. I am yesterday of the four quarters of the earth and the seven Uraei, who came into being in the eastern land. Eastern land, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, to which does that refer? Besides Eastern Land.
Both conditions. It's the inside, outside, outside, inside condition. Both sides.
Yeah. It's that important because it's both sides. Yeah.
But, well, both perspectives. Don't say sides. They say both perspectives.
Both perspectives. So would that be inner and outer then, moving toward middle?
Yes, inside out now. Yes, in and out and out and in, looking toward as they're merging. Because you know what's happening now in your world is it's merging, all but yeah. Not there yet, not
yeah.
There yet.
Yeah. So inner kingdom, outer kingdom, leading to middle as our world is merging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Continuing. I am the Great One, Horus, who illumineth the Hemenmet spirits with the light of his body. I am that god in respect of Set. I am Thoth, who stood between them, Horus and Set, as the judge on behalf of the governor of Sekhem and the souls of Anu. He was like a stream between them. I have come. I rise up on my throne. I am endowed with Kehu, K-H-U. What is the pronunciation of K-H-U, Ion?
Ku.
Oh,
or just
yeah.
Ku.
Just Ku. Right. Thank you. I am mighty. I am endowed with godhood, small g, among the gods, small g. I am Khensu, the lord of every kind of strength. So that implies to me we're still in little man territory, Ion. Is that true?
Dead little man. Dead little man.
Yeah, even worse. Okay. Got it. Next.
After a little while, Carolyn, people start knowing more people that are dead than those that are alive.
There's your dead.
See, here's the deal. As the little man condition gets more pervasive, then you have a set mark. This is the time aspect. It goes from the womb to the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you got.
Yeah. Not an
in little man perspective.
Okay. Yep. And the next word is rubric, and the words after that. If this chapter be known by the deceased, he shall come forth pure by day after his death, and he shall perform every transformation which his soul desireth to make. He shall be among the followers of Un-Nefer, and he shall satisfy himself with the food of Osiris and with sepulchral meals. Sepulchral. Say it for me, Ion, or your...
Sepulchral.
Yeah,
sepulchral.
Meals.
Now, that's rich. That's rich. You getting us to give translation. We can't even say a lot of things.
I've been there. Continuing. He shall see the disk of the sun. He shall be in good case upon earth before Ra, and his word shall be truth in the sight of Osiris, and no evil thing whatsoever shall have dominion over him forever and ever. So, yeah, the evil's gone. You've burnt all that off, and we continue. And this next chapter, and it's called The Chapter of Making the Transformation into a Heron. Continuing. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I am the master of beasts brought for sacrifice, and of the knives which are held against their heads and their beards, those who dwell in their emerald field. The aged gods and the spirit souls are ready at the moment for the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, in peace. He maketh slaughter on the earth, and I make slaughter on the earth. I am strong. I follow the heights unto heaven. I have made myself pure. I walk with long strides to my city. I have become an owner of land there. I advance to Sepu. And there's some dots. Is given to me in Unu. I have set the gods upon their roads. I have made splendid the houses and towns of those who are in their shrines. I know the stream of Nut. I know Tatun. I know Teshert. I have brought along their horns. I know Heka. I have hearkened to this words. I don't know if that's a... what do you call it? Spelling mistake.
Syntax.
I have hearkened to this word. I am the Red Bull. Look at that. They're selling Red Bull back there. I am the Red Bull calf, which is marked with markings. The gods shall say when they hear of me, uncover your faces. His coming is to me. There is light which ye know not. Okay, who is his that is coming to him?
Well, okay. Right now what you're dealing with the tech body. You're dealing with the angels. Now you're dealing with the dead. Now they're merging. They're back here. And now it's just now coming along to here because now everybody has their mask on. So now you got to uncover your face now because you didn't have that till now. And see, now the little gods say when you hear of me, take off your mask. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't need to. If you can get your feet 6 feet apart, you're a very tall human. So that's good. I do not speak lie. I'm not a lying suckhead dog or a pony soldier or a pony soldier with hairy legs or something. I do not speak lies in the place of truth daily. But see, the hidden condition from the eyebrows, that's when the gut mind starts opening up the horrors, which allows the third eye chakra to open. That's why you're seeing in the eyebrows. You can tell by the whites of their eyes. By night, if I set up the river to keep the feast of him that's dead, to embrace the aged god. That's an aged god is one who's become that guards the earth. Then we're just kind of giving it, and it is literally as it goes, except for you don't realize that all the parts that you have wrapped into it now. There's a lot of shit going down for a little human with all this going down. Because if you read this, it intimates that they're coming back. If the dead people got this part, if the dead people got this part, if the dead people got this part, this is what's going to happen. Apparently, up until lately, they didn't got it. So there must be a podcast in their future.
Yeah, and that's very interesting what you're saying about people with their masks on. Yeah, you just communicate with your eyes and your speech as much as you can that's not muffled. And
yeah, and Bob likes it. Bob likes it because he doesn't smile. He's not a big smiler because, you know, he's so grumpy all the time. And this way he doesn't have to show his expression now. You know, his phone face. You know, he's got a phone. His phone face.
Phone face, yeah. But what? Have a mask. Oh yeah, Bob doesn't wear a mask though. That's a problem. He never wears a mask. Okay, but listen, look at this. Mask on, eyes communicate, eyes back and forth. Isn't that stimulating the third eye or the crown chakra?
It can. But see. You gotta get your penis brain working first to make that all work. Not everybody's got that together. So your position is correct, but most folks don't have that as a condition.
Okay.
They don't have that as a perspective yet.
Right. Yeah, I meant to add in the hara because it's like bouncing back between the crown chakra and the hara because they're the two big ones. And that's what you're saying.
If you can't open it, if you can't open it, then it doesn't matter. Hey, if you can't see it, it don't matter how big it is.
Okay, but I'm saying if you've got this extra stimulation because your eyes become your main way of communicating, that triggers the crown chakra to be more activated, and that reciprocally activates the hara.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it do.
Reciprocal activity.
But now you got it. But now you're talking about dead people now. That's the part. But you're applying this to what people are going through. These are dead people. So
that's
the rub.
Yeah. But it's like you read something like this and you just associate it with what's going on now, which, you know, and what's going on now with the masks and everything. Are people getting a little more enlightened? No, what's the word? Are they
no.
more...
called transient, living. They're not living anymore. Now what happens? Hold on, this is good. Here you go.
Yeah.
Bert, get ready, Bert. So now here's what happened. Carolyn, you've seen this more than most, but you don't talk about it, maybe on purpose. And just because you say just because the door has hinges doesn't mean you can slam it good. But you could if you wanted to, but you typically don't, like, ever. But you could. Okay, now here's the rub now. You have this new twisted position. The twisted position comes into a gauge, transient position that is not yet, but is. Pretty significant.
So what I was saying is this activating people who were saying, you said no, but the rub is in this new position, it's transient. Is it that it's transient where people could get activated, but you're saying that it didn't really help? I mean, it's a possibility, but no,
right.
It didn't work.
Bob says, because of Thompson, it becomes a distraction. See, Thompson was more for the dead people, way more than for the dead people than he was ever for the live.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, he was. Okay. Now, somebody write down what they want to ask Ian about that little interaction and dig deeper in it. But I'm going to continue. Continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Times and seasons are in my body. I do not speak lies in the place of truth daily. The truth is hidden on the eyebrows. By night I sail up the river to keep the feast of him that is dead, to embrace the aged god in caps, and to guard the earth. I, the Osiris Annie, whose word is truth. And there comes another short appendix that just says from the... say IT recession
state.
And then group
state.
It's just
recension.
Okay, recension. Whatever that means. What is recension? I am going to look it
up.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I am looking it. Oh, it didn't work. Recension. Critical revision of a text. Okay, so somebody faked up the text. Is that what it means? Critical.
It's going
revision.
To. Mm-hmm. It's like when you ascend the second time, that would be recension.
Yeah, critically so. Continuing, the next word is rubric, and it says, if this chapter be known by the deceased, he will live like a perfect spirit, capital spirit, soul in Kurt Netter. No evil thing whatsoever shall overthrow him. So that's cool.
Do you see why they keep saying this? They keep saying this.
Yeah.
Do you understand why this becomes so important? So now you have it right here in this plane. All right, what was it? Avatar. So this plane of essence. In this plane of essence. Then this becomes the merged portion. It's when the dirty clothes get mixed with the clean clothes and they all get chlorine bleach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All bleach. Okay. Continuing, so this is a new chapter. The chapter of making the transformation into the lotus. And we all know that the lotus is symbolic of the ascended person, correct, Ion?
Greg Duffelbag doesn't know that.
Maybe part of him does.
Oh, okay. Hmm? Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. Continuing, the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I am the holy lotus that cometh forth from the light which belongeth to the nostrils of Ra. Now that is, that immediately makes me think of that's where they swab you for, they swab your nostrils for.
Well, it's more like the breath of God in the nostrils where that flows from. But it is funny, that's where they check it too, so there you go.
Yeah, important area, and you can get a nebulizer and dilute your hydrogen peroxide or put in your pico silver and really clean up that breath of God. Right, Ion?
Can. Or just make a really, 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 make an espresso coffee enema. That'll do it, too.
And continuing, and which belongeth to the head of Hathor. So let me just go back. I am the holy lotus that cometh forth from the light, which belongeth to the nostrils of Ra, and which belongeth to the head of Hathor. I have made my way, and I seek after him. That is to say, Horus. I am the pure lotus that cometh forth from the field of Ra. And that's the end of that. And then next is saying that this is... Okay, next is an appendix, and it's some addition, a Neville addition. And the words follow. Chapter of making the transformations into a lotus. The Osiris, the lady of the house, A-U-I, whose word is truth and peace saith. So let's see. The Osiris, the lady. So Osiris isn't saying this, A-U-I lady is saying it?
Well, giving reference to it, yes. They're intimating it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So, Ayui, whose word is truth, in peace saith, Hail thou lotus. So why did they bring a lady in at the point of lotus? Does that just reference the female superiority, Ion?
Yeah, of course. They are so superior in every way, every time, without failure, exception. Yes, Carolyn.
Yes.
Coming to a billboard near you.
After me, too. Okay.
Yeah. Me also, and I. They survived me, too. And now, Black Lives Matter. So, what you gonna do?
Living cliches. That's what we're doing. So...
Oh, so we can have Occupy Wall Street all over again. Those nasty 1%ers.
Yeah. Okay. She says, Hail thou lotus, thou type of the god, small g, Nefertemu. I am the man who knoweth your names. So she's trans. She's turned into a man right before our eyes. I know your name. Mm-hmm. I know your names among the gods, the lords of Kurt Netter. Still no caps. I am one among you. Grant ye that I may see the gods, small g, who are the guides, big G, capital G, of the Tuat. Grant ye to me a seat in Kurt Netter near the lords of Amentet. Assign to me a habitation in the land of Shethersert. Receive ye me in the presence of the lords of eternity. Let my soul come forth in whatsoever place it pleaseth. Let it not be rejected in the presence of the great company of the gods. And that's all capitals. So it's still little man, the small letters, getting towards the great company of the gods in caps. Right, Ion?
Right. This is, say it this way, this is dead people trying to ascend.
Yeah. Got it. So it's not just dead people trying to be alive again, it's dead people trying to ascend. Is there a difference?
Of course, levels and degrees. It's like your ascension process. Some people are doing better than others, or they maybe hadn't ascended, but they're way better than they were. They're at least stable.
Yeah.
Which means they have the capacity to ascend.
So that's
the blockchain
cool.
Includes them.
Right. Crossing the River Styx, the land over there, the land here, the dead land, the live land. So are these people now at this stage alive and now they're going on to the next step of ascending?
No, they don't, but they want to.
And these are words that'll help them get there.
Well, get better than they were. See, when you're dead, things aren't looking... Hey, when you're dead, Carolyn, everything's looking up.
Yeah, got it. I know that better than most. Okay, next chapter. That being dead... being alive is better than being dead.
Or when you're dead, everything's looking up.
Yeah, he just said, when you're dead, everything is looking up. And I just jokingly, not wanting you to grab onto it, said, I know that better than most.
What?
Not me. Bob's looking for an in. He's looking for a way to cut me
you
down.
You buy him a damn telephone, and then all of a sudden, he starts knowing stuff. He can hear things. It's amazing.
But he doesn't know how to unmute himself to say the words. You just ruined the whole page.
That's right.
I'm aware of dead people. Yeah. Continuing, this is the next chapter, the chapter of making the transformation into the God who lighteneth the darkness. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I am the girdle of the garment of the God Nu, which giveth light and shineth and belongeth to his breast, the illuminer of the darkness, the uniter of the two Reti deities, the dweller in my body. Through the great spell of the words of my mouth, I rise up, but he who was coming after me hath fallen. He who was with him in the valley of Abtu hath fallen. I rest, I remember him, the God who hath taken possession of me in my town. I found him there. I have carried away the darkness by my strength. I have filled the eye of Ra when it was helpless, and when it came not on the festival of the 15th day. Okay, now, that's sort of, I've carried away the darkness, I've filled the eye of Ra, we're not on the festival. Why are they getting into timing here, Ion?
Because they're dead.
That's all you've got to say?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't know if we've seen, 15th day, defining it by day before. But because they are dead will be the answer.
Because they are dead. They're dead. Because the humans that you tell it to wouldn't get that perspective anyway. There's no reason to distract them to go through this whole big process of this is what is and how it goes and what it goes to and how it applies. This is what happens if you're dead and you're not dead, but you think you're dead, or if you think you're alive and you're dead. It just confuses those folks because there's a lot of people walking around, even this and us, are stone cold dead, so they don't want to confuse them, you see.
You just confused me, Ion.
Right. That's why we didn't want to get into it. That's why he said they're dead. We just left it alone just like that.
Okay. Very good. Got it. Continuing. I have weighed soot, S-U-T, in the celestial houses against the aged one who was with him. I have equipped Thoth in the house of the moon god when the 15th day of the festival come not. I have taken possession of the Urt crown. Truth is in my body. Turquoise and crystal are in its month. My homestead is there among the lapis lazuli, among the furrows thereof. I am Hemnu, the lightener of the darkness. I have come to lighten the darkness. It is light. I have lightened the darkness. I have overthrown the Ashumi fiends. I have sung hymns to those who dwell in the darkness. I have made to stand up the weeping ones whose faces were covered over, more masked. They were in a helpless state of misery. Look ye then upon me. I am Hemnu. I will not let you hear concerning it. I have fought. I am Hemnu. I have lightened the darkness. I have come. I have made an end to the darkness, which hath become light indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Any commentary there, Ion?
Notice the lapis and the gates and the different elements that are in the gates of heaven. They use the same one here, except they use the turquoise, which is an interesting mark. And then you got the dark crystal and the black crystal and the red crystal coming into the plane of essence and blah, 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 blah. All that Worcester shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that's, the different stones and precious stones. Okay, another chapter. The chapter of not dying a second time. Okay,
they're following our lead, Carolyn.
Yeah. Or you knew Ion.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Continuing. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Hail Thoth, what is it that hath happened to the children of Nut? They have waged war. They have upheld strife. They have done evil. They have created the fiends. They have made slaughter. They have caused trouble. In truth, in all their doings, the strong have worked against the weak. Grant, O might of Thoth, that which the god Tem hath decreed may be done! And thou regardest not evil, nor art thou provoked to anger when they bring their years to confusion and throng in and push in to disturb their month. For in all that they have done unto thee, they have worked iniquity in secret. And I don't know if this is another typo. I am they writing dash telet or
no, pellet. I am they writing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, Thoth, I am they writing palette. Oh, Thoth, and I have brought unto thee thine ink jar. I am not of those who work it. Iniquity in their secret places, let not evil happen unto me. Now that's interesting, because earlier the words were, I am not evil, and now it's don't let any more evil come to me.
But this is the point of dying a second. This is the point of dying a second time, see?
You need to die a second time. Got it. And continuing. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Hail Temu, what matter of land is this unto which I have come? It hath not water. It hath not air. It is depth unfathomable. It is black as the blackest night, and men wander helplessly therein. In it a man cannot live in quietness of heart, nor may the longings of love be satisfied therein. But let the state of the spirit souls be given unto me instead of water and air. And let the state of the spirit souls be given unto me instead of water and air. Now that implies that they're just they're more non-physical than physical ion. But
well, or they're getting ready to come back into the AO2SO4 environment, where you have no water and you have no air.
Wow.
Well, you have air, but it's not the same air.
Wow.
See, they're preparing this to come. When we said you're gonna quit sitting up with the dead because the dead started sitting up. That's what
yeah.
we meant.
Wow. That is awesome. Now, that's the most important thing that's been revealed through the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, because it brings
us
right up.
Don't tell anybody.
Ah!
Don't tell anybody, for Pete's sake.
Well, I think Bob's asleep, so he's missed it anyway.
Ah! Oh, good. Ah, kick the chair.
Continuing. Thank you, Iron, for that. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing, and the satisfying of the longings of love, and let quietness of heart be given unto me instead of cakes and ales. The god Tem hath decreed that I shall see thy face, and that I shall not suffer from the things which pain thee. May every god transmit unto thee his throne for millions of years. Thy throne hath descended unto thy son Horus. And the god Tem hath decreed that thy course shall be among the holy princes. In truth he shall rule from thy throne, and he shall be heir to the throne of the dweller in the fiery lake, Nesser. In truth it hath been decreed that in me he shall see his likeness, and that my face shall look upon the face of the Lord Tem. How long then have I to live? It is decreed that thou shalt live for millions of years, a life of millions of years. Let it be granted to me to pass on to the holy princess, for indeed I have done away all the evil which I committed from the time when this earth came into being from new, when it sprang from the watery abyss, even as it was in the days of old. I am Faith, capital F, and Osiris. I have made my transformations into the likeness of divers serpents. Now, when it says that, D-I-V-E-R-S, does that mean diverse, Ion?
No. No, divers serpents. It's like in the water, divers.
Got it. Man knoweth not, and the gods cannot behold the twofold beauty which I have made for Osiris, the greatest of the gods. I have given unto him the region of the dead, and verily his son Horus is seated upon the throne of the dweller in the fiery lake of Nesser as his heir. I have made him to have his throne in the boat of millions of years. That's all capitals. Horus is established upon his throne among his kinsmen, and he hath all that is with him. Verily, the soul of Set, capitals, which is greater than all the gods, small g, hath departed. Okay, I need to know what happened there. Where did the soul of Set go, and why?
These are the second timers. They don't have access. They're cut off. When you're doing it the second time, you got no benefit. You've lost all your get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Okay, so this is the threat of this is what happens.
You can't call on the deities to commute your sentence, like Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah. Continuing, let it be granted to me to bid his soul in fetter in the boat of the god when I please, and let him hold the body of the god in fear. O my father Osiris, thou hast done for me that which thy father Ra did for thee. Let me abide upon the earth permanently. Let me keep possession of my throne. Let my heir be strong. Let my tomb and my friends who are upon the earth flourish. Let my enemies be given over to destruction and to the shackles of the goddess Circ. I am thy son, Ra is my father. On me, likewise, thou hast conferred life, strength, and health. Horus is established upon his tomb. Grant thou that the days of my life may come unto worship and honor. So that's him or her getting out of the second death right there by making all those
if they make it,
right?
If they make the cut, yes.
Uh-huh.
A lot of if clauses. A lot of if clauses in there.
Yeah. Next, it says appendix from Laden Papyrus of Ra. The rubric here is this chapter shall be... So rubric means what's coming up, right, Ion?
No, rubric is like a lesson plan of what to do with it. They're giving you
Got
some
it.
Words. This is to be
Got
said
it.
Over the casket or in the funeral home or
yeah.
at the wake or what you're doing.
Right. Okay, so defining what we just read, and it says,
yeah.
rubric, this chapter shall be recited over a figure of Horus made of lapis lazuli, which shall be placed on the neck of the deceased. It is a protection upon earth, and it will secure for the deceased the affection of men, gods, and the spirit souls, which are perfect. Moreover, it acteth as a spell in Kirk Netter, but it must be recited by thee on behalf of the Osiris Ra regularly and continually millions of times. Oh, come on, yeah. Ion, millions of times. No one's going to do that.
Why not? Well, they have to. No, they do. That's why the Indians, the Native Americans, that's why they do all of the lapis and the turquoise and all those different gems. Because
wow.
they're connected. They say the earth has a soul and man has a soul. And,
yeah.
you know, the leaf on the stream must flow and yellow dog
wow.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, big goat. They have these different spirit names and the spirit
yeah.
part is what this connects to. And they've been doing it all their lives, and generations have been doing it, so they regularly do it millions of times.
Yes, awesome. They say these words. We should say these Egyptian Book of the Dead words continually millions of times, and some cultures do that in their chanting and their songs and their words and their prayers. Bob, you have to nod the words of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Yeah. It means to bring us back to the world or to our ascension. Can we stop here, Ion? Oh, I
Bob
don't
said no.
Mind. Bob said no, you heard that. See, Bob's got a new phone, and he doesn't know how to mute it really quickly.
Right.
It'll take him a while
right.
to get
right.
that.
Learn how
okay.
to do it. That's right. good, because then he can't argue as quickly.
But he's continuing, the chapter of entering into the hall of Maati to praise Osiris, Kenti Amenti, the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I have come unto thee, I have drawn nigh to behold thy beauty, the beneficent goodness. My hands are extended in adoration of thy name of Maat. I have come. I have drawn nigh unto the place where the cedar tree existeth not, where the acacia tree doth not put forth roots, and where the ground produceth neither grass nor herbs. Now I have entered into the habitation which is hidden, and I hold converse with I hold converse or conversation with Set. Is that what it says? Converse. Mm-hmm. I hold converse with Set.
Well, yeah. It's not like conversation. It's more like court.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
In presence of.
Yeah. Continuing, my protector advanced to me, covered his face on the hidden thing. He entered into the house of Osiris. He saw the hidden things which were therein. The Tchachu chiefs of the pylons were the forms of spirit. Now, I'm getting all kinds of triggers about the keys here. You know, the hidden things, key 12, this pylons reminds me of key 8 and the gods. Okay. The angels. Okay.
Mm. Angels' applications to it.
Yeah. Continuing, the God and who spake unto those about him, and the words of a man who cometh from Tamara, saying, quote, he knoweth our roads and our towns. I am reconciled unto him. When I smell his odor, it is even as the odor of one of you, end quote. And I say unto him, I, the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, in peace, whose word is truth, have come. I have drawn nigh to behold the great gods, capitals. I would live upon the propitiation offerings made to their doubles. Oh, my gosh, look at that. Doubles is capitalized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the live and the dead, or is there more to that?
At least, well, Hendides would make that 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Anything more to say about that doubles being there with a capital
D? The shifts and knowing which side you're in. What we were saying earlier is how some people think they're alive and they're dead, and some people are dead and they think they're alive.
Yeah. 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 Dead or alive. Continuing. I would live on the borders of the territory of the soul, the Lord of Tetu. He shall make me to come forth in the form of Bennu bird and to hold converse with him. I have been in the stream to purify myself. I have made offerings of incense. I betook myself to the acacia tree of the divine children. Now those were capped, acacia tree and children. So we're getting there. I lived in Abu in the house of the goddess Setet. I made to sink in the water the boat of the enemies. I sailed over the lake in the temple in the Neshmet boat. I have looked upon the Fahu of Khmer. I have been in Tetu. I have held my peace. I have made the god small g to be master, small m, of his legs. I have been in the house of Heptuf. I have seen him that is the governor, capital G, of the hall, capital H, of the god, capital G. I have entered in the house of Osiris, and I have removed the head coverings of him that is therein. Removing the head coverings, is that more about masks, Ion?
Exposing them.
Key 12. Yeah. Okay, I have entered into Rasta. Rasta. I have seen the hidden one. Now that's capital H, capital O, who is therein. I was hidden, but I found the boundary. I journeyed to Nurtev. And he who was therein covered me with a garment. I have myrrh of women together with the shenu powder of living folk. Now myrrh is a herb. I don't know shenu. I'll look it up. But is that a herb, Ion?
It is.
Okay. Very good. I'll leave it at that. Ion knows. Verily he, Osiris, told me the things which concerned himself. I said, let thy weighing of me be even as we desire. Okay, so this weight scale, is it back to judgment? Or justice?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on who's doling out the justice.
Yeah. Are we past the second death now? Let me just see what
no,
the chat.
No, you're still in it. Still in the suit.
Got it. Okay. Continuing. And the majesty of Anpu shall say unto me, knowest thou the name of this door, and canst thou tell it? And the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, in peace, whose word is truth, shall say, Kersak-Shu is the name of this door.
Mm-hmm.
And where does the door go, Ion?
Back to the River Styx.
Yay! Okay. Back to the river. And the majesty of the god Anpu shall say unto me, knowest thou the name of the upper leaf and the name of the lower leaf? Oh, does the door have an upper and lower panel, Ion?
Can. Like the Dutch doors, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Continuing. And the Osiris, the scribe Ani, shall say, Neb Ma'at Heri Ratui F is the name of the upper leaf, and something equally unpronounceable is the name of the lower leaf. And the majesty,
right.
Did I say those words? Is it important for me to say the words? I suppose it is.
Nah, you're good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
You're good.
The name of the lower leaf is unpronounceable, and the majesty of the god Anpu shall say, pass on, for thou hast knowledge, O Osiris the scribe, the assessor of the holy offerings of all the gods of Tebes Ani, whose word is truth, the lord of loyal service to Osiris. And
right.
The appendix says this is from, the above was from the Papyrus of Nu, and the British Museum number is given, and it's sheet 22, which is awesome.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the appendix words are, the following words shall be said by, now it says the following words, but an appendix is talking about the previous words, right, Ion?
Correct. It's a subscript.
Yeah. Yes. The following words shall be said by the steward of the keeper of the seal. Now, these are all cap. Every letter, every word is capitalized. So from here, it's all capitalized. The following words shall be said by the steward of the keeper of the seal, Nu, whose word is truth, when he cometh forth to the hall of Ma'ati, so that he may be separated from every sin which he hath committed, and may behold the faces of the gods. End of capitals. Why is that all capitalized, Ion?
Mostly.
Why are all those words that I just said capitalized?
Well, they mean things, but we're not going into that just yet.
Okay, so it just says it's important. Those words are important,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Correct.
Continuing. The Osiris knew whose word is truth, saith, homage to thee, O great God, Lord of Ma'ati. I have come unto thee, O my Lord, and I have brought myself hither that I may behold thy beauties. I know thee. I know thy name. I know the names of the 42 gods. Well, 42, that's the answer to the universe, Ion. That's cool.
Yeah.
And there's a yep. 42 in the keys as well. So 42.
Did shows you, up.
Shows up, yeah, yeah. So it's an important number. Continuing. Gods who live with thee in this hall of Ma'ati, who live by keeping ward over sinners and who feed upon their blood, on the day when the consciences of men are reckoned up in the presence of the god Un-Nefer. In truth, his name is Reheti Merti Nepti Ma'ati. In truth, I have come unto thee. I have brought Ma'ati truth to thee. I have done away sin for thee. I have not committed sins against man. I have not opposed my family and kinsfolk. I have not acted fraudulently in the seat of truth. I have not known men who were of no account. I have not wrought evil. I have not made to the first consideration daily that unnecessary work should be done for me. I have not brought forward my name for dignities. I have not attempted to direct servants. I have not belittled God. I have not defrauded the humble man of his property. I have not done what the gods abominate. I have not vilified his slave to his master. I have not inflicted pain. I have not caused any one to go hungry. I have not made any man weep. I have not committed murder. I have not given the order for murder to be committed. This sounds, you know, right here, especially since, like, the Ten Commandments. Is this the origin of the Ten Commandments?
No. It's the pious of how perfect they are, how they didn't get any problem, how he didn't kill nobody, he didn't do anything, he didn't commit any of those imaginable despot conditions.
Methinks thou dost protest too much, right?
Yeah, for certain.
Yeah. Continuing, I have not caused calamities to befall men and women. I have not plundered the offerings in the temples. I have not defrauded the gods of their cake offerings. I have not carried off the senku cakes offered to the spirits. I have not committed fornication. I have not masturbated in the sanctuaries of the god of my city. Now, he doesn't say he's not masturbated anywhere else, but he defines exactly where he's not masturbated. I have not diminished from the bushel. I have not filched land from my neighbor's estate and added it to my own acre. This is boring. I have not encroached upon the fields of others. I have not added to the weights of the scales. I have not depressed the pointer of the bounds. I have not carried away the milk from the mouths of
children. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like them in a boat. I do not like them down my throat. Oh, wait, it's like Dr. Seuss. That's where that iambic pentameter came from Dr. Seuss, was from the Book of the Dead.
Yeah. I have not driven away cattle. I mean, it's just I went ahead. Not driven away cattle on the estates of God, not turned back the God at his appearances. I am pure, I am pure, I am pure. My pure offerings are the pure offerings of the great Bennu, which dwelt in Hensu. For behold, I am the nose of Neb-Nefer, the Lord of the air, who giveth substance unto all mankind on the day of the filing of the Utchat in Anu in the second month of the season Pert, on the last of the month, in the presence of the Lord of this earth. I have seen the filling of the Utchat in Anu. Therefore, let not calamity befall me in this land. And now it's a prayer. Let not calamity befall me in this land or in this hall of Ma'ati, because I know the names of the gods who are therein, and who are the followers of the great God. So is he threatening them? I know your names. You better let me in. Mm-hmm. I'm pure, pure, pure. Is that a threat?
It is. It's subjugation. I can judge you because I'm not dirty.
Wow. Sounds like what's going on today in our world. Very interesting. Oh, be quiet, Bob. If you want to talk to someone, you unmute. Are we continuing, Bob?
That's
how
a good
longer?
Spot. That's a good. The negative confession is a good place to stop.
It's a good place to stop, according to the God of Ion. Yay! That was awesome. Thank you, Ion.
Very good. You did a great job.
Thank you.